Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I know it's been a while, but once again, I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. We're beginning a new Masechta today, Masechta Siyuma. It's very exciting. It's interesting, this past year, when it came to the Yomim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so many shuls, because of COVID, were interested in having multiple minyanim more than usual in order to allow for social distancing. And some shuls had a problem because they had their typical Chazanim, who every year would daven for the Amud as the Shliach Tzibur, but this year, since they were adding on more minyanim, they had to go look for new Bali Tefillah, new people to be able to be the Chazan. So anyone obviously looking for a new Chazan, you look in Shulchan Aruch to figure out who would be appropriate to be a Chazan for the Yomim Noraim. If you look in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, The Ramah discusses this. The Ramah says, "V'yedaktiku, you should be careful. Lachzerach hashliach tzibur hayarser hagun, the most appropriate chazan v'yoser galda b'tor b'masim masim, the biggest hamachacham that you could find, the biggest tzaddik, the person who has the greatest masim. She'ef shalimso she'ispal sichas yom noraim, in order to be the chazan. But then there are a few more considerations. So that seems to be the most important, to have someone who's a tzaddik, someone who's a Talmud Chacham, someone who's respected as an appropriate candidate to be a chazan. But more than that, Sheyehe ben Shloshim Shana, he should be 30 years old, which is interesting. Look into that. Interesting point why he should be 30. But also adds on the Ramah from the Kobo, Gam Sheyehe Nasui, the chazan should be married. Look in the Poskim, the Shnevura quotes, why should the chazan be married? Dumi, the Kohen Gadol. Similar to the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah in today's daf, the Mishnah all in the beginning of Yuma talks about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he has to be married. And therefore, similar, it's a little bit of a stretch, but similar to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he's supposed to be married, so to a Chazan and all the Yamim Noraim should be married. Continues on the Mishnah for another reason, Shetiyeh lo isha l'shamro menachet, in order to ensure that he doesn't sin, a higher level of Kedusha. The Shari Tshuva interestingly discusses what would be the halacha if there was a chazan, he was married, so they were following the ideal. Again, this is only the ideal. It's a chumra bi'alma. It's not ma'akev. Certainly, if you have someone who's a greater talmud chacham, someone who's more appropriate to be the chazan, or is merutza l'kohol, which is really the foundational qualification to be able to be the chazan, is someone who the tzibur, the community, wants to be the chazan. If you're able to check off all the boxes, that's great. Number one, you have to make sure that everyone's interested. But if you had such a good chazan, everyone was happy with the chazan, but then unfortunately his wife passed away, so now he was no longer married. So the Shari Tshuva quotes from numerous poskim that say it's not a problem. Once he began, he has his chazaka, he has his position, he has the shtalar, he's the chazan for Yom Noraim, you could keep him there, and it wouldn't be a problem.